I already know that this is going to be one of my favorite episodes to date, how to let your emotions coexist. This emotional intelligence practice has one, completely transformed the way that I approach business. But two, this same skill is what allowed me to get a 90%, 97% staff satisfaction rate on my Gallup survey as an assistant principal. Because managing people is understanding how to let emotions coexist and being okay with that. Leading people is about how to let your emotions coexist. So I'm going to walk you through different scenarios of what coexisting emotions look like. Let's start with the fact that psychologically, as humans, we love to be able to compartmentalize answers and ideas into yes or no. We don't like the gray area. And the coexistence of emotions is a gray area. I think that grief is one of the most tangible examples we have of the coexistence of emotions. Okay, when my husband and I lost our son in January of 2023, there was always the coexistence of emotions. Why? Because we had our beautiful daughter in front of us every single day, bringing us joy. And then all of a sudden, you have this feeling of guilt bubble up that you're feeling joy, right? Because you feel like you should be just feeling grief. And then there are these moments where you're in that sheer joy. And then all of a sudden, you burst into tears. And then you want to feel guilty for that because you're thinking, man, I'm not feeling present. I'm totally overtaken by grief, right? But what I learned is that by being still, specifically in my faith, be still and know that I am God. By being still, I was able to sit with all of these different emotions and not judge them and not feel guilty and not tell myself that I should feel this way or that way in certain situations. Instead, I let both of the emotions bubble to the surface and I acknowledge them. And there was so much power in that because that is actually the way to feel the most present in a moment. When we suppress, when we shove under the rug, we're not present human beings. So the coexistence of emotions in business, okay, what does this look like on a daily basis as a six-figure plus business owner? What this looks like for me is one, I have detached my worth from making money. There was a time in my business where I was in survival mode. I had to make money. I quit my assistant principal job out of the blue. We had a new baby and I had to make money. So a lot of my identity was placed into that. And once I came out of that and realized that I hadn't made money because I was selling, but I actually made money because of who I am as a person, I went, oh, so I can actually sell anything I want. There aren't any labels on what I have to sell or what I don't have to sell. There's no right or wrong way for selling. What I actually have to do is implement one strategy consistently and stick to that because then I become known for something and I also become not known for something. I become known for how I solve a specific problem. And people also know that, oh, this is not the way that Christina Welty is going to solve specific problems. So it's through that that I built brand authority. But before I was able to come to this more emotionally intelligent place, this whole journey, right, of not letting my emotions coexist and overemphasizing one. So for example, when I wasn't making money at first, I really judged myself. So basically, I didn't have the emotional muscle to be able to say, oh, well, I want to be making money, but I'm not making money. However, this doesn't make me any less worthy. This doesn't make me incapable of building a six-figure business. Now, what I did do is I stayed consistent with my strategy. And so that's what ended up giving me a six-figure year. But this emotional intelligence piece was missing. So even though I was making six figures, I didn't have necessarily the emotional fulfillment of that along the way. So we have to be able to celebrate the money we're making. There's one emotion, so we can celebrate it while also not making it mean anything when we're not making sales or when we haven't hit a goal yet. So even if your goal is at sales, whatever the goal is that you're working for, we don't make it mean anything. We don't let it affect our identity. And that's that coexisting of emotions. So part of coexisting emotions is detaching meaning and becoming neutral in certain areas, meaning we don't let it affect our ability to stay consistent and our ability to take action. We notice it, we see that it's there, but we don't let our bodies, first our mind embody it. And then second, we don't let our body take it on. Because when we do that, your mood's going to change. So if you see that you're feeling down or your mood's being affected by results or non-results, you're not taking that skill of the coexistence of emotions. Sometimes this happens too, because you have a desire, you have a suppressed desire that you're refusing to act on. So maybe there's a business coach that you really want to work with, and you know that that's the coach you need to work with, the coach or consultant that you need to hire, but fear is stopping you. So by doing that, you're not letting your fear and your desire coexist because you're choosing not to take action. So the way that we actually end up allowing our emotions to coexist is we take action anyways. So we do the thing that is in alignment with the goal, with the desire, while still acknowledging that we have this resistance, or by acknowledging that we still have a fear of the unknown. So that emotion doesn't stop us from doing what we want to do. And this is the biggest hindrance as entrepreneurs, is not when we don't see immediate success that keeps us from moving, or we keep operating in our old patterns. Sometimes we feel that that change is on the horizon, but we just like to stay comfortable. This year, I got rid of a six-figure funnel stream. This one particular offer was making me six figures. And I said, you know what? Every day when I wake up, I'm no longer lit up by this. I'm no longer on fire. So this was an example of where I realized my emotions were no longer coexisting and I needed to let go of one. This, in my case, was the emotion of control. This is what had always been working for me since I started my business 2.5 years ago. So I had to let go of that completely in order to feel this fire when I woke up every day. I'm so excited to deliver these services. I'm so excited to sell this. And then guess what? With that came another emotion that I had to acknowledge. So that emotion of control was then replaced with a new emotion to be in coexistence with, which was the emotion of, well, what if this new thing I want doesn't sell? What if other people don't feel lit up in the same way that I do? And I acknowledged that, but I said, I'm not going to feel that. I'm not going to let that determine the daily action that I'm taking, because I know on the inside that the peace and alignment I feel with this choice to phase out this funnel and bring in this new one is what is right for me in this season. So we don't let that fear, that resistance that comes with the coexistence of emotions, keep us from chasing our goals and our desires.
Did you enjoy this episode? I would absolutely love for you to leave me a review sharing the love. If you also love this episode and you're like, Christina, how do I learn more from you? You can head to my website linked in the show notes. In addition, I want you to know that if you are looking to make more money, work less hours, pay off your debt, buy your dream home, save for retirement, and all the incredible activities that you want to be able to put your kids in, but money is holding you back, then I am the marketing and sales funnel consultant for you. Together, you are going to unlearn the toxic habits that you have built with work and your relationship to tying how much time you work to your money. In addition, you are going to learn how to confidently price according to your value and according to what you want, not what you think you should be pricing at. You will become someone who is more confident than ever. You know that giving more time for the sake of hustle won't result in a fulfilled life. Your life is fulfilled because you provide insane transformations for your clients. You have abundant energy because your funnel works for you when you're not. And you feel re-energized by your business rather than wondering what's next and if you'll be able to scale to multi-six and seven figures. So what are you waiting for? Hit the link in your show notes and let's get started together.